This fall was the first college entering class since the Supreme Court in 2023 threw out decades of precedent and prohibited colleges from considering race as a factor in admissions decisions. So, what happened? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. At Harvard, the percentage of first-year black students dropped from 18% to 14%, a 4% decrease, or a 22% reduction in the number of black students in the class. At MIT, the percentage of first-year black students dropped from 15% to 5%, a reduction of two-thirds. At Brown, from 15% in the overall class to 9%, a 40% decline. At Columbia, from 20% to 12%. And at Amherst College, from 11% to just 3%. Some elite colleges have reported that they did not experience a decline in black enrollment. Yale at 14%, Princeton at 9%, and Caltech at 5%. But there appear to be many more elite colleges that have. As the Harvard Crimson editorialized, a sustained decrease in Harvard's black population will intensify race-based inequality in a nation already highly inequitable, and will shut out talented students who face far higher obstacles, and will increase the isolation of black students on campus, and will deprive entering students the many well-documented benefits of a diverse learning environment. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.